You know, sometimes we can have situations in our lives where it seems like life is just so full of bright sunshine. And we love days like those. Many of us do. And then we have other days where it seems like there's just so much rain. And for some people, it's okay if the rain is sort of like a light sprinkle that lasts just a few minutes. And maybe we don't get another sprinkle for maybe a few more days or maybe a couple of weeks. Kind of like the smell of that rain in the air when it's falling like that. Seems like it just refreshes the world for us. At other times, the rain comes down, it comes down, it comes down, hard and long. At times, it floods when it comes down like that. While for other people, it doesn't flood, but we know that rain has come down. And we're looking to see if it did any damage, whether it's where we are or where we're headed. Maybe we need to get out and where we're going may have been flooded. We wonder about the water supply. We wonder about the possibility of dams breaking. We just have questions in our minds. Very often, even when it does flood, the surge eventually goes down. And over time, for most people in most situations, life goes back to normal. It may take a while, but life eventually gets back to normal. And hopefully normal is good. Normal brings us back to a place of peace, a place of joy, a place of contentment. And who knows, maybe as a result of the rain, we find ourselves in a place of contentment that we had never experienced before. This song that I'm playing for you now is by Ramsey Lewis, and it's called After the Rain. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope that we are working, even if working means striving, working hard, working diligently to go about the business of helping our relationships be beautiful. It's worth the effort. Sometimes a refreshing rain comes and it revives us so that we can go further, or it simply adds to a beauty that was already there and we brighten up even more. Looking forward to that sunshine, but appreciating that refreshing rain as well. At other times, life circumstances pours situations that just make life so difficult. But at some point, life eases up and we're able to regroup and start back moving forward and upward. So remember the silver lining. Remember the light at the end of the tunnel. Whatever it is that helps motivate you to keep going, recall that over and over. All right. So, we were talking about looking at the benefits of making amends. Because, of course, we can go about the business of just sweeping things under the rug, pretending like nothing bad happened in the relationship, and just allow whatever's going on, whatever's going wrong inside of us to stay there. Not a good idea. We talked about the fact that it really takes courage to do what we need to do to make amends. But who remembers what else I mentioned? I mentioned humility, love, and power. So let's revisit a conversation that I had earlier today that had to do with humility. Do you remember when I was talking about the fact that in the parent-child relationship, where the parent has messed up. Yeah, the parent has messed up. And the parent needs to decide whether or not they are going to initiate the process of reconciling, making amends with their child. Now, to flip that, remember, sometimes the person who has been offended is going to go to the one who did the offending and initiate the process of reconciliation. So in that case, what if, parent, you have done something that has wronged your child and your child comes to you and begins to share with you, convey to you what you did wrong and how that impacted, affected him or her? How will you respond? Whether you are initiating the amending, reconciling process, or whether your child is initiating that process, it's going to take humility on your part to listen to your child and allow your child to express him or herself, even if they're doing so angrily. Listen, because remember now, you've hurt your child more than likely. And right now, while your child is trying to get this thing fixed, the emotional outburst may not be the most important thing. If it seems like it's more than just emotion, more than pain that evokes anger, but downright disrespect, that disrespect needs to be dealt with right then and there. And it is okay to say, look, I understand that you're angry and you have a right to be angry, but you don't have a right to be disrespectful. So let's start over. Start sharing with me again what's bothering you, because you need to say it and I need to hear what you have to say. And I'm ready to hear, but I don't want you to say it in a disrespectful way. And remember, anger does not always equate to disrespect. Very often, we are angry because we are hurting. And the anger is just as valid as the pain that produces the anger. So if you don't pick up on a hint of disrespect, then let the child go ahead and vent as the child says what's going on, what's bothering him or her. And after you all have worked it out, then at a later date, or maybe even later the same day, hey, can we talk about that just a little bit more? There's just one other thing I wanted to mention. I noticed you were very, very angry when you were talking with me, and you had a right to be. And at first I started to get defensive until I realized you really had a right to be angry, so you had a right to express your anger. Do you think, though, the next time if I mess up again, and I probably will, being human, being imperfect as I am, that maybe you can come without the anger? I mean, if you do, hey, we'll handle it the way we did this time. Because I realized that once you talk with me, I heard you, and I let you know that I agree I was wrong. I shouldn't have said what I said. I shouldn't have done what I did. Your anger subsided quickly and almost immediately. And I really admire you for that. You didn't try to hold on to the pain or the anger. But just so that you can express it even better the next time, because not only will it be an improvement, a further improvement on our communications when things go wrong, but you'll also be training yourself to express yourself in a way that will be more acceptable to the public when something goes wrong at school or at work. See, you're giving them a reason. Okay. I'm talking about the power of making amends. I'll be right back.